DW.
Und auf diesen Feldern hier sind dann ackerbauliche Versuche.
On these fields here we do our test runs. Straight ahead you see our orchard fields with a lot of apple trees. Over there are our pears. And we also grow cherries and plums.
Und wir haben ja aber auch Kirschen, Pflaumen auch im Anbau.
That's Ralf Puder. He works at a field station of Bonn University in the town of Rheinbach, in the middle of one of Germany's biggest fruit-growing areas. He's a researcher for renewable resources. And it's here where he discovered a major source of renewable energy.
Und diese Bäume müssen halt regelmäßig.
Those trees have to be cleared on a regular basis, and we can use this waste to generate energy.
Entsprechend energetisch verwenden.
Fruit farmers have to tear out old trees every few years and plant new ones to keep yields at a high level, says Puder. Typically, a farmer would stack up this wood waste in the middle of his field and simply burn it to get rid of it. But why not use this biomass to generate heat, Puder and his colleagues wondered. Puder walks over to an open building with a glass roof. There's a big mass of shredded wood in bits and pieces, pretty much all parts of a tree, including its roots.
Und hier stehen wir jetzt vor einem Berg von 2 Hektar Apfelbäumen.
This pile here consists of waste from 2 hectares of apple trees, 35 tons in total. As you can see, the material is bone dry. That's why it's perfect to be used in our heating plant.
Jetzt können wir damit hervorragend in die Heizungsanlage gehen und das so dann als Material verwenden.
That plant is just a few meters away. It's the heart of the whole renewable energy project. A red furnace, about 3 meters tall, burning the wood waste. Its output has become the sole source of heat for the whole campus.
Wir beheizen unsere 5000 Quadratmeter.
We heat our greenhouses with it. Those are 5000 square meters, plus our seminar house and a few office buildings. So in total we heat almost 6000 square meters. But you have to keep in mind that greenhouses need a lot of heat, much more than office buildings.
Gebäude vergleichen können, weil sehr viel Wärme benötigt wird.
He says the same amount could heat up much more square meters of regular houses and office buildings. Puder opens a hatch and takes a flashlight to shine into a very dark compartment. Inside, there's a heap of very fine black ash.
Diese Asche können Sie also dann wieder auf dem Feld als Dünger ausbringen.
They will later disseminate that ash in the fields as fertilizer, he says. Critics say that while using wood waste as fuel might have some potential, it's very limited. It won't help much in curbing greenhouse gas emissions. But Puder and his colleagues say it's definitely a start. They have calculated that up to 3,000 tons of dry wood biomass accumulates each year in the region. In total, they could generate the same energy as about 1,600 tons of fuel oil. Others have already taken up the idea.
Um uns herum können Sie mittlerweile schon mehrere Landwirte.
Around here, several farmers and tree nurseries have started constructing such heating systems to make use of their biomass. And the township of Rheinbach plans to implement the concept in a new industrial park, which they also want to heat with biomass from orchards.
Dieser sowieso vorhandenen Biomasse zu versorgen.
By now, biomass accounts for about 2/3 of the EU's renewable energy consumption. About half the materials used for that are wood and wood products. But conservationists fear the new hunger for wood is driving deforestation. They criticize whole forests are being chopped down, simply to end up in the furnace. Puder says that apart from wood waste, trees should not go up the chimney.
Ja, also Holz ist eigentlich viel zu schade zum Verbrennen.
Wood itself is much too precious to be burnt. The material is so interesting and so complex that you can produce much more high quality products out of it.
Und auch eine höhere Wertschöpfung aus dem Material ziehen kann.
Growing trees simply to burn them as fuel substitute would be a waste, he says. When Puder goes home tonight, he will also light a fire. But only with wood waste he has collected from his own orchard. DW.